Ask any working parent. Child care can be expensive. While some low-income families qualify for subsidies, many middle-class families pay full tuition. Between 2003 and 2012, rates have risen on average about 43%, from $140 to $200 per week. That's one reason many public schools have started free half-day preschool programs like this one at the Linden Town School. Sharma Whitchurch, who has a master's degree in early childhood education, is the lead teacher.
Well, and I think Linden Town is an example of a town that is embracing preschool.
Other schools around the state are just now trying to figure out how to offer at least 10 hours of pre-kindergarten per week. It's mandated by a new law that will take effect in 2015. In Orange and Windsor County, for example, 3 out of 5 towns offer no preschool. Now they will have to start programs or partner with qualified providers. Those towns will have to hire teachers, design curricula, buy furniture, maybe even a new building if they start a new program. And under the current funding formula, the state will cover only part of those new costs. So the supervisory union's grant writer, Cynthia Powers, is looking for more grant money from sources like the Vermont Community Foundation. She figures that the demand for preschool will rise sharply over the next few years. In fact, she says parents are already asking for more of it.
Absolutely. And the other comment that we got in Royalton was, if our tax dollars are paying for it, which is the town portion, why can't my child go? And at the moment, you can restrict it. You could say, we only have 20 spots.
It's still not clear if the new law will allow such restrictions. But even if public preschool does become universal for 10 hours a week, many working parents will still have to cover the cost of additional hours at school or in a private center. And some private centers are struggling too, especially in rural areas. Creative Minds Children's Center in Newport Center has space for about 56 children. But right now, there are only 35, because not all families in this hardscrabble corner of the Northeast Kingdom can afford high-quality private childcare. Founder and owner Jody Marquis says she's almost closed several times as the economy has faltered and subsidies have become harder for parents to get.
If you have two parents living in a home and they both earn $12 an hour, they don't qualify for any help. So if you could think about having to pay a $250 childcare bill every week on that salary, the numbers just don't work. They end up in the negative.
Even the 21-year-old director of Creative Minds, the owner's niece Brianne Marquis, could not accept a pay raise that would have meant losing her subsidy. So she gets paid only minimum wage to run a 5-star nationally accredited program. That way, this young single mother gets the assistance she needs to keep her two children in the full-day program.
But it feels a little belittling to only be making $10 an hour and holding the position that I am. But it's worth it to know that they can still come here and I'm able to pay my bills.
So far, Creative Minds has been unable to interest the local school system in a preschool partnership that could bring in more families at lower cost. Jody Marquis hopes the new law and a new superintendent will remove that barrier. Still, she says she'd like to see more public money flow directly to families.
Parents need to be able to afford high-quality child care in order to feel okay about working and to prosper within communities.
Julie Coffey, who directs Building Bright Futures, the nonprofit group helping Vermont build an early education system, also wishes subsidies for families and pay for child care workers were higher. But Coffey hopes a $37 million federal grant will pump some money into local communities to help build a pre-K network in whatever way they choose.
A lot of funding is going to support the local early childhood councils. There are 12 throughout the state of Vermont, and these councils are open to local leaders who care about their children, care about touching every single one of them, and for those who need getting them the supports they need and the supports needed by their parents, caregivers.
But some workers in the trenches of childcare wonder how much of this new money will trickle down to them or their families. Until they see the rules and regulations now being hammered out by state agencies, they say they won't know if the promise of affordable, high-quality preschool for every 3- and 4-year-old will really come true in Vermont. But if it does, data show that kids who get a good early education are less likely to end up in jail and more likely to attend college, get jobs, and become productive citizens. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.